the revelation of the book Revelation, part 64. I'm Professor Hannes Rietenhuis of the First Assembly of Yahushua, South Africa, Pretoria, Montana, also international. Meaning that we are functioning through all the different internet platforms throughout the world, spreading the gospel of salvation of Yahushua. Should you require any of the books which I've written, especially the book, the two keys to the book of Revelation, which is the handbook that I'm using in the studies, just on 800 pages thick, weighs about 4 kilograms. So it's quite a heavy book, 3.8 kilograms. 35 years of research of my life in this book. So unto Yahweh all the glory, hallelujah. If you want to obtain the book or any other books or have a question or want to know something, please contact at the WhatsApp number, South Africa WhatsApp plus 27 international code 0722-367-124. Go to my website https://yahvah.co.za. If this is the first time that you are about to participate in the study, you are so welcome. Go to part one. Start from the beginning, because you've missed out on quite a bit of information. It's also very important to subscribe to the channel in order to receive the different notifications of all the studies that we are currently busy with. Please send this link to your friends and family. Make sure that you have 1611 King James Bible, pen and a notepad ready. I trust that this study today will be a blessing unto you in the name above every other name, the name Yahushua. We are to continue where we left off last week. It's Mark. We were using Mark 10 verse 15 to and 16. The question was, why don't we need to baptize infants? We were talking about infant baptism. One, because they do not know what is sin. Two, they have not yet sinned. Three, most of the time, infant does not even know they exist. So why do you want to baptize or immerse an infant? What we as adults are living to achieve, infants and children already have. We are striving to maintain what we need to be able to be changed from this earthly body into a heavenly body when Yahushua comes to parousia us. What is that? We need everlasting life. And that infant and small children already has. Again, I have a question. Where in the 1611 King James Bible does it state that infants were every baptized? Where in the Bible? Can you show me one scripture where children were baptized, especially infants? Not once. The whole of the Bible, this scripture did not even exist. If this is not scriptural, why do Christian churches for centuries perform infant baptism? And then they claim it to be scriptural. They claim it to be scriptural. My next question is, if infant baptism is unscriptural, from where did it come, from where and why do Protestant churches perform it? We will now seek these answers. Very interesting questions. You see, this is the only thing which should have happened in our lives many years ago, is we had to start asking questions to ourselves, and that is one of the reasons why I moved out of the church organizations and denominations 26, 27 years ago. Because there's questions that were never answered to us. Where did infant baptism originate from? If you have a seatbelt, you can put it on now. Again, will I be necessary to make sure of Bibles and different theology research? Dealing with the subject will make one wonder about certain rituals performing in Christian churches and the origins of it. For most church people reading or listening to the study, participating, This revelation will surely come as a shock. When we study the originality of infant baptism, history goes back as far as Nimrod and Semiramis, which was the sun god. Semiramis Nimrod was the sun god, and Semiramis the queen of heaven. They were pagan of origin and worshipped the sun and other idol god, pagan gods, statues. A. Whenever an infant was offered unto the sun god, he or she would directly after birth, still full of blood, be taken to the pagan temple where the high priest will lay his infant covenant of bird blood on the altar. Now the high priest will take holy water and wash or clean this infant. After the infant is fully washed with water, he will now lay his substance, the Semiramis, which was a sort of a cross, on the infant's chest. With a sharp knife, the cross of Semiramis, the Queen of Heaven, will now be cut into the chest of the infant. I know it doesn't sound nice, but it's facts. The high priest will now take salt, rub it into the infant's bleeding body. Why salt? Because it's a symbol. It symbolizes cleaning and preservation. What let meat persevere? Salt. Then you get built on. The high priest will now take salt, rub it into the infant's bleeding body, while the subjects, the people of the temple, will be worshipping the sun god Nimrod and his mother Semiramis. After this stage, the altar will be sacrificed. The altar with a screaming infant will be burned. In flames will consume the little body of this infant. I'm sure you are about very much horrified. I am. It's not nice. But just remember one thing, this is paganism. This is an offer to Satan, to the sun god, Ra, Nimrod, Ra, Zeus, Isis. After 2,000 years, this was part of a pagan offering unto the sun god. In the history of the Egyptians, we find these very same hieroglyphics in the pagan temples. It's there. Where infants were offered in the very same way unto the sun god Horus and his mother Isis. Well, of course, Horus was the type of Nimrod, and Isis was the type of Semiramis. Throughout the age of the Greek temples, the same rituals were performed, where infants were offered to the sun god Zeus and his mother Semiramis. Then came the Roman Empire. In the temples of the Roman Empire, many, many statues were erected to the honor of the sun god Isis and his mother Semiramis. These could be seen all over the pagan temples where the mother is holding the little child. Normally these statues were painted in white. In the time of the Romans, 150 before Yahushua, the Roman Empire offered infants in exactly the very same manner as the early centuries of Nimrod and his mother Semiramis, as the Egyptians, as the Greeks, so did the Roman Empire pagan worshippers. The Roman Empire were never anything to do with Christianity. Never. Only 34 IY after Yahushua, the Roman Catholic Church the Roman Empire created the Roman Catholic Church as an opponent for the Yahvist. The message of salvation of Yahushua was spreading the Roman Empire, and they feared a overpowering of the sect. That's what they fear. A. The Romans were all pagan worshippers, and infant offerings or baptism were part of the ancient rituals performed to the glory of the sun god Nimrod and the queen of heaven Semiramis. B, it's important to know that in the time of the Roman Empire in 150 BY, the Roman Catholic Church did not exist. These Romans only worshipped pagan gods, and all their rituals were pagan rituals. Then came Yahushua and his ministry on earth. Hallelujah. It must be understood that after the death of Yahushua about 2,000 years ago, the gospel of salvation in the name of Yahushua infiltrated the whole world. This mighty Roman Empire feared that Yahushua, the sect, they call it a sect, they feared it will take over the Roman Empire and it will even take over the world. Then in 34 AY, the Roman Empire decided that they will form a state-controlled church or religion to counteract the effect of the gospel of Yahushua. This pagan cult was known as the Roman Catholic Church. The name Roman will present the Roman state or empire. The word Catholic means universal, and the name Church means united. This means that this Roman Catholic Church, she calls herself the mother of all churches, will unite all the different religions in the world under this one state control religion. What's busy happening right now in 2025? Don't believe me? Just go on the internet, go look it for yourself. The Roman Catholic Church is in control. The Pope is in control. Well, not as much the Pope as the Black Pope. And the Black Pope is not an African guy. You will always see near the Pope, he's dressed in white. You will always see a Black Pope. He's dressed in black and he has a red or a red sash, or he will have a scarlet sash around him. Most of the time. That's the Black Pope. The Black Pope is actually the Roman Emperor. The Black Pope controls the Empire. Today, in 2025, the Roman Empire is as alive as what it was 2,000 years ago. I will later show you how we are now looking where the Roman Empire created the Roman Catholic Church. The Church was functioning under the Roman Empire. The Church was the right hand, would become the right hand of the Roman Empire. Then in 570 after Yahushua, this mighty empire, the greatest empire that ever managed this earth, just vanished into thin air. Where did the empire went to? Easy. The Church, the Roman Catholic Church, just moved above it. So today, everything happens in the name of Jesus Christ. Everything is happening, in the Church, the Roman Catholic Church. But the empire is as alive and well as what you will ever find. Tell me, do you know of one country in the world that has 100 full-time ambassadors? No. Not even America or Russia or whoever. But the Roman Catholic Church is here. Or the Roman, let me come back. The Roman Catholic Church, here's the Roman Empire. The Roman Catholic Church has 197 full-time ambassadors in around the Vatican. What does the Church do with all the world leaders around it? It's not the Church, it's the Roman Empire. So we have the Caesar, the Roman Emperor, is alive and well in what? In the Black Pope. And the White Pope is only in the mouthpiece of what the Roman Emperor tells him what to do. Now he doesn't move under the title of the Roman Emperor. He's moving under the title of the Black Pope. I'm going to talk more to you about it. The Jesuit Order. You go and study a bit on the internet. What is the Jesuit Order? Who's the Jesuits? This is the Jesuits. This is the Romans. This is the most brutal nation that ever lived. Go and look at the oath of the Jesuit, called the Jesuit oath. It's on internet. You got a bit frizzy when I was talking about the way the children was offered in the time of Nimrod and Semiramis, where pagan children was offered unto a pagan god. Go and look what is on the internet. What does the oath of the Jesuit order says? How must they kill people? Put them in boiling oil. Rip their eyes open. Take them apart. Open their chest. If a woman is pregnant, cut her stomach open. Go and read it. The oath of the Jesuit order. Don't believe me. You want to believe the internet? Go and read it. So what do we have? First it was the Roman Empire. This is what we have here now. And then they created the Roman Catholic Church. Now we saw Roman Catholic Church. Roman means Roman Empire. Catholics means united. Church means universally. And today, she's the mother of all churches universally. And that's why for the last 26, 27 years, I don't belong to no church or denomination. I'm a Yahvist. Full-blooded Yahvist. So are all of us. So what is this? This Roman Catholic Church, which was created in 34 AY, was under state control. It was a state control religion. And even today, it's a state control religion. The richest empire in the world. There's no richer country in the world than the Roman Catholic Church. There's more gold under the Vatican than any place in the world, any country in the world, any reserve bank in the world. Go read Dr. Alberto Rivera's books. He was a Jewish Jesuit priest all his life, basically all his life. And then they sent him to America. He was an old man on that time. As they sent him for a seminar, and there he went and he got asylum, and he got a new name, and then he wrote about 13 or 14 books about the Roman Catholic Church and what was going on there. And there he reveals everything. I have all these books, and I know exactly what is going on. This meant that the spiritual cult, I just want to go through the name Roman means, let me just run through it quickly. Then in 34 AY, the Roman Catholic Church decided they will form a state-controlled church or religion, now it's easy to understand, to counteract the effect of the Gospel of Yahushua. The pagan occult was to be known as the Roman Catholic Church. It was a pagan occult. Wasn't called a religious system. The name Romans was represented in the Roman state or empire. The Catholic means universal, the Church means united. This means the Roman Catholic Church will unite all the different religions in the world under the same state control religion. Hallelujah. I don't even know how many of you know that she created, in 578 AY, the Roman Catholic Church created the Islam faith. See, this then meant that the spiritual cult, who called itself the mother of all churches, would unite the earthly religions under the world under one name. Just think, is this not what is happening today in 2025? The Roman Catholic Church today still strives for a system where she controls the world throughout one world religion system. New Age is constructed upon three pillars, namely the government system, one. United Nations. The financial system, a cashless world bank system, working with crypto money. Mark on the right hand forehead. Microchip implant. Three, one religious system, the Roman Catholic Church control the world religions. I'm just going to name them again. The New Age is constructed upon three pillars, namely, for those who make notes, one government system, United Nations, and also the World Health Organization. One financial system, a cashless money bank system, crypto money. Three, One religious system, the Roman Catholic Church, which is controlling the world religious systems. In the world of our, it says, in the whole of the Bible, the 1611 King James Bible, Yahushua and his apostle only teach and preach adult immersing. Not once in any Protestant Bible have any infant ever been immersed in water. Not once. B. The next question must be, how and where did he come from? Let me explain. When this Roman Catholic Church cult was formed in 1034 AY, one of the first sacraments the Roman Catholic Church performed was infant baptism. Why? Well, just remember, all these ancient Romans were pagan worshippers. And for centuries they were used to infant offerings unto the sun god and the queen of heaven. The moment this institution, the Roman Catholic Church, was formed, they brought these pagan infant offerings into their church system and called it infant baptism. Every time in the Roman Catholic Church when an infant and child is baptized, she is instead spiritual being offered unto the sun god. They don't offer them physically, spiritually, the same ritual spiritually occurs as in the time of Nimrod and sun god. They offer that child unto the sun god. From 1034 AY, for the next 1,500 years, the very same ritual occurred when parents will unknowingly take the infant and children to the Roman Catholic cathedrals to have their children spiritually offered. Every time these infants will be baptized in the name of Isis, the sun god, who later became Jesus, it will happen with the name of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Then in the 15th century came Protestantism. So the moment that Protestantism was born, the William Tyndale Bible and the 1611 King James Tyndale Bible were born from a text that recepted the Greek text. From pen of a Roman Catholic known as Desiderius Erasmus in 1522, the Greek text was translated from an original Byzantine text of the 2nd century. A. This new text, this Receptus text, will become the most original Greek text until they corrupted the Nestle-Aland text, the New Greek New Testament, which was publicized in 1881 by Wiscott and Hart. This new Greek text would become the foundation text of every English Bible publisher published from 1882 onwards to 2025. They will not publish a Bible which was translated from the Textus Receptus text of Desiderius Erasmus of 1522. No ways. Wiscott and Hart text, the 1881 text, the Nestle-Aland text, it's the only corrupted text. This is the Roman Catholic Bible Federation. They are in control of Bible translations worldwide. B. The first Bible was the corrupted English Bible known as the NIV or New King James Version. This was followed by the American Standard Version, the Living Word, the Mormon Bible, the Jehovah's Witness Bible, the International Standard Version, and more than 3,000 English Bibles. This corrupted New Greek New Testament, known as the Nestle-Aland text, will change more than 9,000 different scriptures in the Bible compared to the 1611 King James Bible. Just remember that the USB, United Bible Society, and the WBF, World Bible Federation, and the RCBF, Roman Catholic Bible Federation, will acknowledge the corrupt text as the only original text where from more than 3,300 English Bible translations were translated. Have you ever wondered why most English Bibles are different from others? Very seldom that you can put two English Bibles together. And why was it necessary to have more than 300 English Bibles? Listen to this. The more Bible translations, the more confusion. This is how Satan works. This is exactly what Satan wanted. Let us continue with our study about infant baptism. Although infant baptism did not occur in any other Protestant Bible, till it was performed in many Roman Catholic, Protestant and Charismatic churches. How did it happen? Easily. When Protestantism was born in the 15th century, the Roman Catholic Church infiltrated certain denominations when infant baptism or offerings unto the Son God became part of these denominations' theology, even until today in 2025. And I'm sorry to say, even today when children are baptized, they are offering their children unto the Son God unknowingly. This is where it comes from. Tell me, where does infant baptism come from in this modern age? Most of the time, people worshipping in these traditional churches does not know what infant baptism really means. They are totally ignorant. They think they are giving the children a name. They give me the, no church is giving my children names. I give my children a name. To prove to you that you have just experienced is not a lot of rubbish. I will use one of the Roman Catholic handbooks, the Roman Catholics. Now what I'm going to do here, you must tighten your seatbelt. Because this is a handbook for training Catholic priests. I obtained it in a very funny way, but this is how Yahweh works. He works in mysterious ways. So this Roman Catholic training handbook fell into my hands when somebody brought it to me, his father was a Roman Catholic priest all his life. A. After studying the Roman Catholic handbook, you can then decide for yourself whether you want to read further or listen to what I'm teaching. If you have been living in infant baptism all your life, at this stage of your life, this study, you must be some sort of quite a bit of a shock. Knowing now that has happened in the name of Christianity, I beg you, do not just walk away from the study. Just hang on. I'm busy revealing church lies. I'm busy with a book that I'm writing. I'm busy with for many years now, and I'm sure before, if his father's will and he allows me to live a couple of more years, I want to try and finish it, The Lies of the Church. That will make your head stand straight up. The Lies of the Church. The name of this Roman Catholic handbook, listen to it, Christ Among Us, a modern presentation of the Roman Catholic faith. And listen to what I'm giving you. ISBN, this is the patent number, 0/8091/1746/0. I'm going to give it to you again. The Roman Catholic Handbook for Priests, Christ, called Christ Among Us, a modern presentation of the Roman Catholic faith, ISBN 0/8091/1740. As we now continue, I will every time only use the reference book's page numbers and not the title of the book. I'm just going to say page 7, page 11, and then we're going to continue with what is written there. And here I'm feeding you with the information. You can go into some of the bookshops, you can go on the internet and see if you can find this church handbook. And you can follow it page for page, word for word, as I'm giving it to you. You can go to some state libraries, you might even find it there. If you can go to any Catholic library, you will surely find it there. A. While studying this following information, I need you to think about the same spiritual rituals which is performed in some of our South African traditional churches. When reading it, it seems like these traditional churches is using the very same Roman Catholic handbooks. When you look at the ritual and what the Catholics is doing, it's exactly the same that's happening in our Protestant churches, especially in South Africa. Let us read from the handbook, Christ Among Us. I'm going to use the same names for God and Jesus as used in the handbook. I'm not going to refer to Yahweh or Yahashua to express the same impact of this handbook. I want you, when they talk about Jesus, I'm just going to say Jesus. I'm not going to say Yahashua. I'm doing this for the purpose of the handbook. What Christ does for us in baptism. Now it says here, we saw how God used the sign of the liturgy, particularly the sacrament, to come into our lives today by interiorizing these signs. We meet Christ more intimately and go with Him to the Father. These are the greatest meeting by which we are lifted with His grace presence. It is of utmost importance to note that the Roman Catholic Church never refers to the name Jesus in their handbook, but mostly the name Christ. Now I want you to remember that the name Christ never exists in the time of Yahashua 2000 years ago. Christ or Christian never exists. Constantine at the Nicene Creed in 325-327 created the word Christian, and from that they created the name Christ. It was ever only referred to as Yahashua 2000 years ago. And then we know, according to the history and the teachings of What is Your God's Name, I've written a book, I'm doing a study on it right now, What is Your God's Name, you can follow it. You will find that they changed the name in the 2nd century from Yahashua to Isis. I-S-I-S, the sun god, Isis. Now what I'm going to do, I'm going to stop right here, and then we are going to continue with this next week. Don't miss it. Share this with somebody else and do your own bit of research on the things that I've said tonight. Till next time, Maranatha. Yahashua is coming back again. Hallelujah.